Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All-Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story now. With healthcare workers right across California will now have to get a vaccine booster shot. State officials have issued a mandate, and the governor is set to lay it out this morning. John Baird is covering this story.
Healthcare workers had already been required to have their COVID vaccinations as of 3 months ago, but now they'll be lining up again to get another injection, the COVID booster. Now that the state has come out with the mandate, the governor will go into more detail about the order later this morning, but he said this is something that had to be done due to the surge.
Well, we're all seeing the news, and we all heard what President Biden said today about what's happening across the country, what's happening around the rest of the world with the Omicron variant.
California becomes the second state to require healthcare workers to get booster shots. New Mexico was first. Now, according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Omicron now accounts for nearly three-fourths of new infections in the U.S. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Here in the city of L.A., getting ready for the possibility of a surge in those infections, and the hospitals need to be ready.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti believes with the vaccination rate among people 12 or older in the city of L.A. at 85%, we're in much better shape to handle a surge in new cases. When it comes to available hospital care, the number of ICU beds could be increased quickly within the confines of normal operations.
Most importantly, we can do it inside the hospitals. We've already shown that. The hospitals have already taken that down to the pre-pandemic levels. We can get that back to levels that we have in the pandemic just by changing some of the configurations in hospitals.
And when it comes to the issue of whether Los Angeles, or for that matter, the rest of the major cities locally, would ask for federal aid from the Defense Department, the short answer is not yet.
If we need that, it's certainly been made available, but we also have that through the State National Guard. Right now, we feel like our medical capacity is holding. We have enough personnel. We have enough beds.
In the meantime, the best way to avoid the system needing augmentation is if people do their part regarding vaccines, frequent testing, and masking on a routine basis. In downtown L.A., Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The Omicron variant, it is here, and it is serving up a lot of concern for those working in the restaurant industry.
Eateries are bracing for a fifth wave and more possible tough times. John Talashe is the board chair of the California Restaurant Association.
I know within my restaurants, we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown now from people, you know, just deciding not to go out and dine. So I think a lot of this kind of takes care of itself without requiring, you know, government to go step in and start closing places down.
But he says with yet another loss of business during Omicron, he would like the federal government to do another round of grants. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Hey, a lot of college students are studying the next year the same way they began this past year. Remote classes.
UC Irvine is among the several campuses in the University of California system that have announced they're going back to all remote instruction through the first 2 weeks of January. David Salalas is UCI's COVID manager. He tells KNX this will help the campus ride out the Omicron surge as many students travel and gather over the holidays.
This really gives us an opportunity to do a little bit of a pause on in-person instruction, shift to remote teaching, allow us to assess our campus community and then make appropriate decisions about how we move forward through the rest of the course.
Students will be subject to testing upon return to campus and may also need to have a COVID booster shot by then. The system president is mandating boosters, and it's up to campuses to implement the policy and to set deadlines. Brian Ping, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The pop-up vaccination clinic will be opening up today at LAX. It's located on the lower level of the Tom Bradley International Terminal. From 11 this morning, it'll go until 5 this afternoon. LAX spokesman Heath Montgomery tells KNX no appointment will be needed, and all three vaccines will be available, as well as the pediatric Pfizer version.
It's open and available to anyone. You don't have to be traveling. We hope our employees take advantage of it, members of the public, and certainly people who are traveling out or arriving in. If you haven't had the time to do it and you happen to be in the Tom Bradley terminal, on one of these days, it could not be easier to get your booster.
And he tells us if he can't make it today, another clinic, much the same, will be open at the same location this time next Wednesday.
An appellate court will allow the family of a man who died of COVID to sue his wife's company for his death. The man's wife worked at Sees here in L.A. County. After contracting the virus at work, she gave it to her husband. He died a few weeks later. Now, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, Sees tried to appeal the ruling that allowed the suit. The Second District Court of Appeals upheld the ruling, said non-employees who suffer injuries as a result of the employer's alleged misconduct can sue for damage.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.